At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto, online at CarX.com. Hey, this is the Lawrence Holmes Show. Let's hit the theme.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
When you see someone like Kopech take this step where he's at in his development, the White Sox deserve credit, and I think Tony La Russa deserves some credit. I think that La Russa's handling of Kopech last year was the best thing that he did as a manager. That might be organizational. Maybe I'm giving the credit to Tony, and that's really Tony and Rick and everyone else, and Ethan Katz and everyone else. But when it came to the deployment of him last year and the handling of a situation that could have gone sideways, you have a guy that's a huge prospect that everyone knew was destined to be a starter. For him to accept the role that the White Sox gave him, and then for the White Sox to figure out how to make it all work, they get credit for that.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Gabe, they said we couldn't do it. I think we should do it. Bass drop!
Hey! That's like that Chicago house in the background right now.
Oh, that is what we need. That's happening this weekend, isn't it?
High Park Fest. Get your tickets.
Terry Hunter, I saw he's in that. Shout out Terry Hunter.
Shout out BJ the Chicago Kid that's going to be there. One of my favorite R&B stars that are out there.
Let's do it all. Shout out to us being at the Puerto Rican parade on Saturday.
Layla will be in a float. I will be on stage. Okay. We're getting it in this weekend.
I feel like we're starting this properly. Okay. We gave Lawrence the respect with the bass drop. It's his birthday week, as you may or may not know. This is the Lawrence Holmes Show. I am Layla Rahimi, happy to be joined by Gabe Ramirez. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And guest call via the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sportsbook on the hotline. You heard breaking news earlier. Eloy Jimenez has leg soreness. I don't really know that that's breaking at this point. I think that's just how it is. It's On the Score, brought to you by Beat the Streak podcast. Get an inside edge on how to win the $5.6 million prize every day this baseball season. Listen on Odyssey or wherever you get your podcasts. Ray Diaz on the ones and twos.
Hey.
Rick Camp is still here. We saw Brandon Fryer earlier, and he inspired our musical choices today. So he gets a credit piece. We have Connor O'Donnell, Evan J. Thomas on the Twitch stream, and then we also have a packed show. We have Joe Ostrowski joining us in a little bit. We have Eyes at Bears Camp from Mark Grody. Lauren Majera is going to talk about life. It's outdoor season. You know, she's got some fishing tips. She just took up golf. I can't wait to talk to her. It's going to be a fun show.
Should be. I'm still thinking about Eloy and wondering if it was dance related, you know?
This is a very good question.
Doing some salsa, a little bachata, maybe hurt his leg.
If you hurt your leg on bachata, I'm a little worried.
Maybe, because, you know, Dominicans do it a little different. They got a little dip to it, so,
but
you know.
That's more of a hip. Okay, I can see where the lack of coordination might occur there. And Mike Rankin, I think, is helping out too, by the way. It's really weird to do a transition show with Dan, who I was
partnered with
for a year and a half. I was like, how do we do this?
I felt like, you know, sometimes you see your ex out and you're like, and I felt like the boyfriend and we saw your ex out and then Dan was there and I'm standing in the middle. I didn't know what to do. You guys were having small talk and I'm just sitting there staring at you guys. I'm like, this is beautiful. You guys.
Except people do treat me like I'm married to Dan and I have to remind them that just because we're man and woman doing a radio show Fair. Together, we're not actually married. Okay. Hey, Gabe, people will also say crazy. Anytime I do a show with a guy, okay. they're like, oh, is anything happening? Yes, we're doing a radio show together. Gabe and I have been friends for a while.
A while.
Breaking news.
Brought to you by, no.
Can you read that for me?
I feel the same way. Doing morning radio, like on B96 or even here when you're paired up with somebody, whether it's like Caitlin Sharkey or something.
Right.
My friends will always hit me up and be like, hey. And I'm like, hey, what? This is my coworker.
Is something happening yeah, here?
Like, no, absolutely not. This is where it's a job. This is what we're doing here.
While we have time to talk about the Sox before they play at 1:10 today, let's reestablish the lineup that we did see. And also credit to Johnny Cueto last night because they lost 4-1, trotting out a lineup that I thought was pretty ridiculous. But Johnny Cueto coming through, 6 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, they were earned. 1 walk and 5 strikeouts. I do think he has been a really, really welcome piece in this starting rotation. Dylan Cease is on the hill today. You want to see him do better than his last time out. But this is a little more of a lineup that I can roll with. Danny Mendick is leading off. Then you have Andrew Vaughn. Luis Robert batting third. Jose Abreu batting cleanup. Jake Berger batting fifth. Which, okay, at least we have somebody there in an RBI spot. You and I discussed that a little
sure.
bit. AJ Pollock batting sixth. Yasmani Grandal is catching, so he's batting seventh. Adam Engel is in right field, and then Josh Harrison. And I like Andrew Vaughn in that two-hole, but you give a good reason as to why you want to mix it up a little bit.
I just, listen, I'll be very honest. In the beginning of the season, I was all for Andrew Vaughn for Frankie Montas. I was like, get me a starting pitcher that can be my one or two and solidify that rotation. That was in the beginning of the season, obviously.
I too wanted Frankie Montas.
Okay.
I don't know that I would give up Andrew Vaughn.
I'm a firm believer in take advantage of your window, right? You want to be competitive for years on end, but there is that window when you need to strike. And we saw the last 2 years where the White Sox failed the most was in their pitching.
Right.
They didn't have enough guys to go deep into the playoffs, and we saw that. So if you want another bat to score a run when we know pitching is the best in the playoffs, if you want a guy to do that's fine. But if you can't stop the other team from scoring with your pitching. So for me, it was...
Your homer heart was in the right place. We've all decided to trade somebody and then later been like, no.
Okay, maybe that was a bad idea.
But we've all... Don't admit like you haven't done it. I mean, I'm from Dallas and I wanted to trade Dirk Nowitzki before they won the
geez,
finals.
Oh, geez, Layla, shame on you.
No, it was after that trash series against Golden State where they were the 1 seed and Golden State was the 8 seed.
Get rid of them.
Yeah, and I was like, that's it. Blow it up.
Well, now though, Andrew Vaughn, obviously you see him as an integral piece of this team moving forward for the next couple years that remain in our window. But where the White Sox are struggling a ton is putting runs on the board. Yesterday, only one. Didn't have a ton of hits.
Right.
Top of the order didn't have any hits. But if you have a guy like Andrew Vaughn in the middle, to me, if you see him being productive, if you see him being someone that can get that base hit when needed, then why don't you want him somewhere in the lineup where that can then create runs?
But your combination idea, I think, deserves some space here.
The Mikata piece?
Yes, I think that deserves some discussion because what is happening right now is not working. So if there is an idea there to put Moncada higher up in the lineup where he knows he has adjacent protection to Jose Abreu, like you were saying, I think if you're going to roll out all these different lineups, you are onto something.
I think you have to start there. As you're right. You're putting out all these lineups, but you need what is your baseline? We don't know what that is because we haven't seen it day in and day out.
We know two things that are more consistent this week and now than we did maybe 3 weeks ago. And that is, number one, you know that Jose Abreu is either 3 or 4.
Like, has to be.
You just know that. But he shouldn't be the only one who's earned that consistency.
Sure. We have Tim, who should be at the top of the lineup.
Would
we
be
know
leading
that.
Off, yes.
Right. And so it's everywhere else where you're trying to figure out. And if Robert can play the way that, again, it's all about holding true for these guys playing at their potential. And if Robert's slated in that 3 slot in front of Jose, where it gives him that protection, you know, who is your 2 and who is your 5? And for me, last year where we saw success was Mankata in the two hole. I think TLR loves to manufacture runs just like any other coach in Major League Baseball. And when you have somebody in the two that can lay down the bunt, also hit for power, and be a switch hitter, I mean, that is Yoan Mankata. That's why you saw Yasmani Grandal in that two hole a lot last year, more than I would have liked. But that was the reason why, because he was a switch hitter. And so, but more important than that, you need to build this confidence.
That's it.
And when you're looking at Yoan, listen, man, us Latinos, we're emotional, we're sensitive. So I don't know if it's a relationship thing he got going on, his girl caught him, or something happened. To me, whenever I think of
Texan
these guys.
Texan also emotional.
Okay.
Sports fans emotional.
Is that what it is too?
We're with you. We identify.
It's there. So something's going on there. I don't know if maybe he got a bad review on his bachata song that he put out.
There's no way.
Did you see the video? Come
on. It was fun. The girls were very happy. I think they thought they were posing for Instagram the whole time. They didn't really do a lot of dancing. It was just posing. But hey, who am I to judge?
They were trying to get something, I'm sure. So him and the two. And then Andrew brought it to five.
No, I think this is appropriate. So here's all they did in this video. And if you're on Twitch, then you can see it. Unfortunately, you can't if you don't. They were like.
Yeah. It's like a hand on the hip, hand on the side of the head.
But I'm like, no, this is a moving music video. Like, you have to do something. But. And then Mankata's like, yeah, look at all this. I loved his vibe.
I love his hair.
But I think you are onto the idea of, listen, we can talk about Larry going all over the place in this lineup. That is what it is. But you might be onto something in that something needs to get him going.
Yeah.
And if we're going to try all these things, that might be a valid decision. I like Vaughn in the two hole just because I need to have fewer outs.
Sure.
And I like him getting more at bats. But you make a point. If we're going to get weird with all this, then I think it's a very valid idea. Sox and Dodgers at 110. We talk with Joe Ostrowski. Get a little money going next on The Score.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Joe Ostrowski, host of BetQL Daily.
When early odds is on the air on Saturdays, there are a lot of people that tune out. They don't want to hear sports betting. But when you really break it down, it's just sports talk.
The best gambling analyst in the country. Want to bet?
Jordan with the mic. Want
to
gamble?
When I reach out to people that have models or some odds makers, what maybe once upon a time it was 3 points for home field, right now, and most people aren't aware of this, it's 1.5 to 2 points.
Joe Ostrowski on the Lawrence Holmes Show, right damn now.
That's right. It is the Lawrence Holmes Show, but it is Layla Rahimi and Gabe Ramirez filling in for Lawrence. This segment is brought to you by PointsBet. And Joe Ostrowski, every time we talk to you, you're always focused on something. So what comes to top of mind for you today? I want some psychic energy.
I'm a little nervous, Layla. Are they listening? Because last time we shared the airwaves, I think a bomb was dropped, and the FCC may have been notified.
We might want to explain it to Gabe.
Oh, damn. Did I miss something?
Well, I don't know that we want. Maybe that's a break.
The over-the-air listeners did, but the stream did not.
Yeah, the stream got a little treat, and it was a thing.
Joe's birthday.
Okay.
And we had like a five-man weave going with like Melissa Rokaitis, like the old evening show. It was Lawrence. It was Joe. Who am I? Oh, was Ronji there too?
Unfortunately. Yeah. Daddy was.
And, God. You know, this is why I don't host as much. And Melissa said something out there that she
should not have.
I think I saw this video. Didn't it go viral? I feel like I saw this one. What is it? Don't say it.
Did, and then
she said it anyway.
You shut it down.
Okay.
Should I say it? If you ask that question, Gabe, you know this. If you ask that question, should I say it?
Yeah. When in doubt, don't.
Err on the side of caution.
See, and previously where I worked, it was like, well, it's cable. It's after dark.
Really?
Oh, cable had different rules. There's stuff that I've said on NBC Sports Chicago that I could not say over the air here, or definitely not at Channel 5.
Wow. That's surprising. To answer your question, NBA Finals on the mind, certainly. And after last night, now Boston in this playoffs, they're 7-0 after a loss. If we go back to late January, after a loss, they are 13-1, and they have not lost two games in a row since January. And in that game, they rested four starters.
Oh my goodness!
The run that they've gone on. For half the season, they've been the best team in the NBA, and I don't know that a lot of people have realized that. As far as last night, their starters that had a poor game in game number two, they all bounced back with Horford and Smart and Robert Williams. They combined for 43 points. One thing from a betting perspective that certainly stands out is if you bet quarters, Golden State just they crush it every single time in the third quarter. And then Boston has been killing it this series in the fourth quarter. It's Golden State plus 43, I believe, and Boston plus 40 in that quarter. So that trend has continued as the Celtics have closed things out. And going into last night, it was viewed as a pick'em series. I don't know, flip a coin. That's what the odds said. Huh. But after Boston took game three, they're now a heavy favorite. It's as high as minus 240 for the Celtics to win the title, and Jason Tatum is your favorite for finals MVP, even though I don't think he's been the best player on the court, not even the best player on the court for the Celtics for my money, but Tatum is the favorite. Second favorite is Steph, and the third favorite is Jaylen Brown, who I think has had a better series than Tatum overall.
Especially from the three-point line. I mean, what he's done there and then just taking over in the first quarter, I mean, you know he's kind of waned as the game went on, but coming out and establishing the dominance from early on in the first quarter, he's done a phenomenal job of that. Joe, somebody that's lost me a ton of money in this series has been Derek White. I can't seem to pick when he's going to score points and when he's going to crap the bed. Like, what is going on there? Why can't I pinpoint his productivity? I feel like he's a guy coming off the bench who has extreme confidence, but 7 points yesterday, just it definitely cost me a ton of money.
Okay, so you didn't do the made threes last night.
No.
You went with the points on the over. I was along the same line of thinking last night, going home, role player, he'll come off the bench, he'll knock those down. He was doing it in games one and even game two. He went over on the made threes prop, and that was a miss. I don't know. Rick Camp, he's nailed him, I think, every game in this series so far. So you might want to ask Rick.
But follow Campy.
As far as that one goes. But, you know, Robert Williams blocks, that's hit every game. They keep setting at 1.5. So as long as he's somewhat healthy, that's always the risk with him. He's been hitting that. You know, Horford's a guy that he'll have a blow-up game like he did number one, and then people are talking about him for finals MVP, and then he scores 2 points. And then he had a pretty good game last night, and so did Marcus Smart after he scored 2 points in game number two. But the Draymond numbers are just fascinating. I mean, he's recorded as many podcast episodes in this series as points that he had
that
last night.
Snipe.
Oh, my God.
Snipe.
It's hilarious. True.
He had to defend it last night, too.
Yeah. Well, here's a question for Friday night and just moving forward in the series. Do we really know anything about Steph? because Kerr was doubling down. Oh, I didn't take him out because of injury. I took him out because we were down by 14 points, not because of injury. Oh, so Steph's fine? Well, I didn't say that. So that's a little worrisome. But going into last night, I figured the Celtics would win that game. But I still have it going back to Golden State 2-2. We'll see if that occurs. It's 3.5, 4 points, almost the same point spread that we had going into game number 3 coming up on Friday. But it wouldn't surprise me if Golden State pulls off the slight upset here and they go back out west 2-2.
You really think so? Even if this is if Steph Curry plays
healthy, yes, if he's healthy. The scary part is that Steph was awesome and Klay had a good game. We haven't seen that lately from Klay. And so they lost the game when they had good performances from both of those guys. So that's a bit worrisome. But going in, I felt it would go back west 2-2. I still have the Celtics winning the series. And the favorite right now is for this to be wrapped up in 6 games. And that's obviously the case because Boston has the lead and they have that game 6 at home.
That's compelling. And we see another day as the White Sox lineup turns. I know you have some White Sox notes, so what can you tell us about just some things we might want to pay attention to?
Well, the White Sox are an underdog today, which hasn't happened a lot this season when Dylan Cease has been on the bump, but it's happened for the second straight game, last time against Tampa, and then of course today. I'm a little conflicted on this one because you have the Dodgers, and for years it's been an automatic play when the White Sox are facing a lefty. You just bet on the White Sox, and not only are they facing a lefty, you also have Dylan Cease on your side. And, you know, that holds true even today with this year with their struggles on offense. They're first in Major League Baseball in weighted runs created plus. They're second in OPS against lefties. So I think the Sox can at least win the first 5 when you know that Cease is going to be on the mound. That would not surprise me. White Sox still favorites to win the division. I know some people are surprised by that, but they do have the easiest schedule in all of baseball moving forward. And even though the Twins do have a significant lead right now, they're also dealing with a lot of injuries. But I don't want to go too far because we got more news about Aloy today, which is the least surprising news ever.
Oh, gosh. Right. It wasn't even breaking news. It was the breaking news that was obvious news.
Dancing salsa. He hurt his leg. No, just playing.
This is how rumors get started. Yeah.
Obviously, they have the easiest schedule in Major League Baseball, which allows Tony to mess with the lineup a little bit, maybe. Maybe that'll give him some freedom to do that.
I see what you're doing.
Joe, you know I love big odds. You know I love making money on long shots. And what I'm thinking about today, if I'm going to be watching this Sox game, is who's going to hit a homer so that way, you know, I can get this plus 600 if it's Adam Engel at the bottom end of the lineup. Is it Andrew Vaughn, Layla's favorite, plus 320 to hit one? who can I look to that you would be leaning towards that would have like a more favorable chance of hitting a homer?
To hit a homer. You want to pick a White Sox player, huh?
I mean, you can go. No, I like money.
Can Jake Kruger hit for an RBI in 4 straight games? Is really, or 5 at that point? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Abreu's number isn't bad. It's better than 4-1. I think that's where I would lean.
Okay.
Yeah, I would go with Abreu, and of the Sox players, he's third in line there. But if you want to go on the other side, I mean, pick a Dodger out of a hat, right?
Stop it! Don't.
Well, they hit 3 last night.
Oh man,
didn't have the best month for the record. But yeah, that's a lineup that is something to behold.
You know, I'm parlaying both these guys that you just said.
Don't do that. I don't want you up in my mentions later.
No, I won't. Only if it hits, then I'll be like, dude.
This is extra shift money. You're playing with house money.
This is good.
Okay, good.
All right.
Joe Ostrowski, we thank you so much. This segment with Joe brought to you by PointsBet. And hey, no dump button this time, Joe. I feel like we're on the right track.
We got through it. Bye, guys.
Bye. We have a Bears hit with Mark Grody. He's our eyes at Bears OTAs. That is next on the score. Layla Rahimi, Gabe Ramirez filling in for Lawrence Holmes.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.